بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of عمدة الأحكام, and we have reached we are in the congregational prayer, and this hadith is numbered as hadith 3 under the chapter of congregational prayer and its and their merits, and in the general numbering of the book it is hadith number 57. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أثقل الصلاة or not 57 56 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلاة الرجل مع أو في جماعة تضاعف على صلاته في بيته وفي سوقه 25 ضعفا, ذلك أنه إذا توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم خرج إلى المسجد لا يخرجه إلا الصلاة لم يخطو خطوة إلا رفعت له بها درجة وحط عنه بها خطيئة, فإذا صلى لم تزل الملائكة تصلي عليه ما دام في مصلى, اللهم صل عليه, اللهم اغفر له, اللهم ارحمه, ولا يزال في صلاة ما انتظر الصلاة. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said the reward of the prayer offered by a person in congregation is 25 times greater than that of the prayer offered in one's house or in the market alone. And this is because if he performs ablution and does it perfectly and then proceeds to the mosque with the sole intention of praying, then for every step he takes towards the mosque, he is upgraded one degree in reward, and his own sin is taken off, crossed out from his accounts of deeds. When he offers his prayer, the angels keep on asking Allah's blessings and Allah's forgiveness for him as long he is staying at his musalla. They say, O Allah, bestow your blessings upon him, be merciful and kind to him, and one is regarded in prayer as long as one is waiting for the prayer. The narrator is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we spoke about him and his biography in hadith number 2. Second, the subject matter of this hadith is explaining the salah in congregation and the reason for that merit. Salat al-Rajul, the prayer of the man in congregation, excels by 25 times than that of the prayer offered in one's house or in his market, you know, the market, business place, where most often the salah there is held without being in congregation, because the congregation are most often in the masajid. Here in this hadith, the report is the reward in congregation is 25 times greater, yet in the previous hadith we read 27 times greater. So how is the reconciliation between these two authentic reports? The first saying is that the 25 came first, then it was followed by a next revelation giving higher or greater magnitude for the reward. This came as a favor, extra favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one saying. The second saying is that we take by that which is greater, meaning the 27, because included in the 27 is the 25 and not the opposite. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ إِذَا تَوَضَّأَ فَأَحْسَنَ الْوُضُوءِ. And this is because if he performs the wudu, the ablution, and does it perfectly. How? The perfection is to have the wudu in accordance with the way the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did it. Then he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ لَا يُخْرِجُهُ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةِ. And then he proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of praying. The masjid is the place prepared for the people to conclude in it the jama'ah prayer. This is the masjid. And then Prophet ﷺ said, he goes there for the sole intention of praying. So this is the reason for him leaving his house. The intention is for praying, not for anything else. Then under this situation, for every step he takes forward towards the masjid, then he is upgraded 1 degree in reward. Allah raises him 1 degree in reward because of this. And the degree is high. The degree is a position, a rank that is high with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, and one sin is taken off, crossed out from his accounts of deeds. Sin, meaning the punishment on it, is removed. فَإِذَا صَلَّى, then if he makes the salah upon entering the masjid, he said next, فَإِذَا صَلَّى لَمْ تَزَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ تُصَلِّي عَلَيْهِ. فَإِذَا صَلَّى, when he offers his prayer, the angels keep on asking Allah's blessings and Allah's forgiveness for him. Salah, meaning he offers tahiyyat al-masjid, the salah upon entering the masjid, which is the salutation for the masjid, or other than salah, which he performs. For example, if he enters and then he makes 2 rak'ah, intending them to be both for the tahiyyat al-masjid and a regular sunnah, for example, before an obligatory salah, then in this case the angels are from the world of the unseen, creation from the world of the unseen, created from light, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them by having them constantly worshipping him alone, and they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all that which he had commanded them, and they execute what they are commanded, and they make tasbih during the day and the night, and they don't lax on that. They will invoke Allah for him as long as he is in his place of prayers. What is their dua? Their dua is Allahumma salli alayhi, meaning, O Allah, have your salah upon him, meaning mention him with praise before the occupants of the high place from the angels. Allahumma ghfir lahu, O Allah, forgive him, shield his sins and pardon him. Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, make him receive your mercy. وَلَا يَزَالُ فِي صَلَاةٍ, and the one is regarded in prayer, مَنْتَظَرَ, as long as one is waiting for the prayer, meaning he is regarded in prayer, meaning he is regarded in the reward for the prayer, as long one is waiting for the prayer for which he came to conclude in the masjid. This is the explanation going statement by statement. Now, the overall explanation, the legal congregation in worships, now underline the word legal, because there are illegal congregations. The legal congregations for worships has great importance with Allah the Most High, and also great benefits, social, individual, religious and worldly. And in this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates the narration we went over. Yes, the salah is obligatory, and we discussed the obligatory of the salah, but wait. In this hadith, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained the merits of the congregational prayer. And not only that, it explains, the hadith explains the reasons for these merits, where the Prophet ﷺ explained to us that the man's praying in congregation, in the masjid, his salah exceeds in the world that in his house or in his market, and the market, by 25-fold. In this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made clear to us the reasons behind these merits to attain them. The first, that the person perfects his wudu in accordance with the sunnah. Second, he departs for the masjid with the sole intention of for concluding the salah. His intention is pure. Nothing makes him go there except for performing and establishing the salah. Thirdly, that he should hasten to indulge in salah from the moment he arrives to the masjid. Now, fulfilling this, these three matters, then under such a situation, the regular steps which he takes, for everyone he takes, Allah will raise him to a higher level, meaning in reward, and will take off his records a sin, and that the angels will make salah upon him while in his place of prayer, saying, Allahumma salli alayhi, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, and that he continues receiving this reward as long as he is waiting for the salah. This is the overall explanation of this hadith. The benefits of this hadith. First, the merit, this hadith tells us of the merit of Salatul Rajul of man's praying in congregational prayer in the masjid. Now, this takes out the woman, takes out woman, meaning this is not obligatory upon them. This is not obligatory upon them. Also, excluded from the obligation are the children. Second, that the amplification of the word in this hadith is 25 times. What we came to know, the 27 and the reconciliation between the 27 and the 25. Thirdly, the reasons for excellence, the reason for excellence is the perfection of purification and going out solely for salah and hastening to perform the salah upon entrance to the masjid. All this leads to the reward of the steps, the dua of the angels, and waiting for salah. This hadith also tells us the benefit of making perfect ablution before going to the masjid, and the benefit of sincerity and having the sincerity presence, meaning the driving force for going to the masjid is to perform the salah solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the outcome is that Allah lifts the person to a higher degree in the world and takes off and removes sin for every step he takes until he enters the masjid. And the seventh is the dua of the angels, having salah, Allah's salah upon the person, and maghfirah, and forgiveness, shielding the sin and pardoning it. Wal-rahma, mercy, for the one who makes the salah in the masjid, then sits waiting the salah. And that the person, as long as he is waiting, then he is receiving the reward of the salah as long as he is in place. Now, he is in place, this means that he should be pure still, in a pure state. And this hadith also affirms the existence of the angels and some of their roles. This hadith also makes it permissible the prayer in the market, even though it may be on the sidewalk. However, with respect to the sidewalk, this could be harmful in certain situations. So therefore, this is unless the person does not find any other place, then in this case he makes the salah therein. Now, also concerning the congregational prayer for women, is excluded from the masjid as we know, but what about in a place other than the masjid? The congregational prayer for women is considered to be a sunnah by some scholars. A sunnah by some scholars. Because the Prophet ﷺ ordered Waraqa radiallahu anha to lead the woman of her household in salah. Other scholars are on the general allowability, saying that there is no command regarding it, so it remains to be therefore allowable, permissible. The third is it is disliked. The third opinion is that it is disliked. And those who said that it is disliked, they said the woman of the Sahaba did not do that. The woman of the Sahaba did not do the Salah. And the closest opinion is that it is a sunnah because of the hadith of Waraq. The closest opinion is that it is a sunnah because of the hadith of Waraq. You understand? Is that clear? It should be reminded here that the salah, the congregational prayer, must be performed in the masjid, not at homes, because of the hadith which we will come over in the next talk inshallah, where the Prophet ﷺ said, yani he was about to order the salah to be established, and then he would leave, he would ask someone to lead the people in prayer, then he will go with bundles of wood to houses of some people who don't witness the salah, and then will set it on fire. This will be discussed in the next inshallah ta'ala discussion, but this hadith is very evident that the congregational prayer must be performed in the masjid, not at homes. And we spoke about the obligation of the congregational prayer, and now the congregational prayer must be done in the masjid. Some people think that it is a congregational prayer, fine, the obligation is fine, but we can do it at home. But this hadith which we gave a summary of, which we should discuss inshallah ta'ala next week, is very evident that the congregational prayer must be done at the masjid. The next benefit is that as-salah, when the Prophet ﷺ said the angels make salah upon him, as-salah is not ar-rahma. Some people say that the meaning of salah, Allahumma salli upon some, then this is rahma. No, this is not true. Because the Prophet ﷺ, in the hadith, the angels said, the angels make dua saying, Allahumma salli alayhi, Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. He mentioned that they say ar-rahma also. So this indicates that the salah is not the rahmah. So therefore the conjugation of the term rahmah with the term of salah in the text indicates al-mughayara, indicates distinction, that ar-rahmah is not as-salah. You understand? You understand this, please? Second, it is permissible for every person to make dua asking Allah's rahmah, mercy upon someone. Like, however, it is not legalized for the person to make salah upon everyone. Now, there is agreement for the permissibility of salah upon the prophets. But other than the prophets, there is disagreement. First opinion, that it is not permissible. Second opinion, it is permissible as long as it is not to be taken as a mark, such that if the name of a person is mentioned, then you say, oh Allah have salah upon such and such. This would be like you make him a prophet. And the third opinion is that it is legal when there is a cause. It is legal when there is a cause. For example, if someone brings his zakat to the imam, then it is permissible to say, Allahumma salli upon such and such. And the evidence for that is that when the Prophet ﷺ said, Allahumma salli ala Abi Awfa, this is because Abi Awfa brought his zakat to the Prophet ﷺ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خُدْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, take from their wealth a sadaqah, meaning the zakah, as a purification for them, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, and make salah upon them. From this hadith also there is another benefit, that the perfection of wudu is a cause to attain the dua of the angels. The perfection of the wudu is a cause to attain the dua of the angels. And the more perfected the action is, the more the reward. And the perfection of a deed is by way of intention and following. Intention to be sincere to Allah. Second, following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, the same thing applies with respect to the wudu. The wudu is the tayammum, the dry ablution. This is related to the wudu. So, the merit for the wudu is established, therefore the merit for tayammum when it's applicable is also established, meaning attaining the same reward when there is no, when the tayammum can be performed. This concludes the explanation of the hadith, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you, and to make us from those who listen and the follow and those who apply. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.